Sister, if you're here, I know that you've been feeling the call to play so much bigger, not just in your business, but in your being. And you see, the reason why I know that is because we are stepping into a new paradigm for women entrepreneurs, one that is no longer asking us to hustle, grind, or dilute who we really are to be successful. One that remembers that your presence is the strategy. And so this is your official invitation to step into that paradigm at Brilliance, my free all-day virtual experience for visionary women ready to claim their seat at the seven-figure table. Now, this is not just another webinar. This is an all-day live summit, and it's a frequency shift. On Wednesday, August 13th, through a full day of intentional and activating programming, I'm going to guide you through the exact feminine blueprint I use to build my multi seven-figure brands without sacrificing my soul or my sanity. You'll get the real codes behind magnetic messaging, offer alignment, how to strategically and spiritually leverage AI, scaling with sovereignty, calibrating your nervous system as a visible, wealthy leader, and how to step into the radiant CEO you were born to be. Plus, I've got some of the most iconic women in the game who are joining me on stage. Kate Northrup, Sarah Jenks, Natalie McNeil, and some surprise guests to drop transformations and transmissions that are going to rock your freaking world. If you've been waiting for a sign to trust your voice, honor your own brilliance, and rise in your full freaking power, this is it. Join us for the Brilliance Summit and unlock your next chapter, your next level, and your next truth. Head to jessicazweig.com/brilliance, linked in the show notes, to save your free seat. This isn't about becoming more, sister. This is about being fully you, unapologetically, and most of all, brilliantly. I'll see you on August 13th. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. This one is so golden. First of all, welcome back to the podcast. If you've been here before, you know I'm Jess. I get really excited every time I hop on the mic because y'all are my people, my sisters, my tribe, my light worker women of the new earth rising. This podcast is the place where we come together week to week and have really important conversations, really inspiring conversations, really thought-provoking conversations on everything having to do with the spiritual journey. And that looks different for all of us. And there are so many modalities and paths to take to understand your soul on a deeper, more personal level, because I really believe that's what the game is all about, to remember that you are a soul inside of a human body, having a human experience as a spiritual being. And we talk about the business, all things revenue and leadership and marketing and branding and offers and productization and scale and building yourself up as a queen CEO. We have that conversation in the same breath. And I do that through the solos that I bring to you here on Tuesdays at times and every single Thursday in my unlocking series, these little mini-sodes that I drop, which are teeny tiny keys to help you unlock the locks that have been keeping you stuck in your own self-limiting beliefs, and interviews, amazing, amazing conversations like the one I'm sharing with you today. Now, all of these things considered, right? The spiritual, the business, the tactics, the strategies, the meditations, the tools across business and our divine, personal, soulful practice. There's a through line to it all. And it's so simple and so obvious and so in front of our faces that it's hidden in plain sight. And that is our energy. The power of energy is everything because everything is energy. And I met Yoli Avalos, my guest today, at my retreat. She actually came through my world at Claim Your Light, which is a retreat I host once a year to a very select group of women. She came to Santa Fe with me in October of 2023. And, you know, she came to that retreat and she will say that, you know, that retreat changed her life. She actually ended up hiring me as her business and branding coach right after that and have helped her with a lot of things. But the truth is Yoli has changed my life. I have never met anyone quite like her. She's not really of this earth. She is masterfully trained across the planet with some of the most revered energy master teachers. And she is passing down their lineage. I mean, the women and the men that she has studied under, you will never find on the internet. Many of them are passing away from this lifetime into the afterlife. And they have anointed Yoli in many ways to be the carrier of these codes and of this work. She's got a phenomenal story. She was an entrepreneur for 15 years. She was a tech founder. She blew up a big business. She's not very grandiose about that, but I'll be that way for her. She started one of the biggest music tech companies in the world and sold it. Before that, she was a jazz musician that traveled all around the world and learned, like we all do, the hard way of what happens when you abandon yourself, when you ignore your energy body. And because of her own healing journey and what she really came to realize about herself walking her own path of truth, she decided to completely 180, transform her entire world and business and message and platform to go all in on her gifts as an energy medicine practitioner. Her story is a story of big pivots. So if you're interested in 180ing your life, you'll take some notes from this conversation for sure. But all of us really, no matter where we are in our businesses, in our lives, if we're completely in alignment with our path, which I am, but I still have my challenges with depletion and feeling off and exhausted and moody and like I'm carrying shit that's not mine. And I've learned through Yoli that it's all energy. And she specifically supports big thinkers and heart-centered visionaries to get to the root, the energetic root of chronic conditions and challenging patterns to help their clients really harness their energy to expand with even more joy and alignment and impact and vitality. And there is really no one in the market like Yoli. She is a one-of-a-kind teacher, practitioner. The level of integrity that this woman brings to the work as a healer is unlike anyone I've ever met. And I knew throughout my journey, as I've worked with her as her client for the last few years, I had to bring her onto the Spiritual Hustler podcast for all of you to learn, to really learn what energy medicine is, how to work with it in your day-to-day life. We, in fact, even do a little bit of muscle testing. We do a whole little mini energy session here right in the studio live for all of you. And you're going to learn so many things today about yourself, as much as you will Yoli, and the power of energy, which, like I said at the beginning, is the realest thing we've got. So take it seriously. Tune the volume up and enjoy this amazing, beautiful, inspiring, and necessary conversation with Yoli Avalos. I mean, let's just be real. Every time I'm with you, the energy changes. The energy expands. The energy crystallizes. And it gets clearer. Because you're in it.
Thank you so much. Yes.
So thank you for being in it. in my space in Nashville here on the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Sister, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. Like, it's so special. All our interaction has been just really deep, you know, and at a soul level. That's how we do it, you know. Yes. And now having it, having the opportunity to share it with your audience and with your network and with your community means the world to me. Thank you.
Well, it's my honor, because there is only one Yoli Avalos in the world, and I'm like beyond excited to bring your medicine, quite literally, to my audience today. Before we get into your story and all the things that you do, and I'd love to talk about how you have helped me, I want to ask you my very first question, which I ask every guest, which is the question, what are you currently spiritually hustling for, Yoli?
I am honoring my calling, and I am creating a business in a way that I have never done before. I have been usually praised for building and growing and expanding business, but I did it while neglecting some key areas of my life. And I said, not anymore. I'm doing this while taking very good care of my health, of my relationships, of my team, of my calling, of everything that I put out in the world. And this business, this calling has taught me that you can actually do it in a very harmonious way. And I am spiritually hustling that right now.
I know you are. So let's start there, actually, because what I think is so fascinating about many things about you are fascinating. But you are really living your dharma as an energy medicine practitioner, healer, guide, teacher, really deep in the world of wellness and wholeness and spirits. But you came not of this world. You were a jazz singer, and then you were a tech entrepreneur, and now you're an energy medicine practitioner. I want to know, well, one, what has like been that golden thread that's maybe been there all along? And tell us a little bit more about your tech business and how it really did lead you here.
I think me being in tech, and now I understand, I didn't know it in that moment, but now I understand it was like a stepping stone for what I'm doing now. It was preparing me for this. And one thing that led me to where I am today was honoring my truth in that moment. What is my truth in this moment? I asked that question to myself 5, 10 years ago. I do it all the time. My truth in that moment was that technology could be a passion and something that I could do, build a career or and bring change into some industries. But the real thing is that since my true calling is energy medicine, it's based on the energy systems of the body. So technology taught me how to understand systems. So when I land in my actual calling, it just came natural to me. That's why sometimes I try to refrain from complaining about, like, what am I doing in this place? We are where we're supposed to be every single time, you know, but we also should be very well connected to our body and our intuition to understand when it's time to iterate, when it's time to just go to that next truth, no?
Yes.
And to follow that. So I am forever thankful for technology. It helps me to understand the systems. And you also mentioned my career as a jazz singer as well. And what I loved about jazz, besides touring with my friends, what can be better than that in your 20s, right? So one thing is that even if you are the lead singer and you have a band behind, jazz has a lot of solos where the members of the band have a moment that they shine. And even if you are the leader of your band, you step to the side of the stage and you shine the light on them and you support them and you show your audience and people that pay to go see you and came for you, you pretty much without words are telling me it's not me, it's us.
Yeah.
You wouldn't enjoy this show without them.
Mm.
And that's one of the things that I bring now into my career as well, because even though I have family, friends, loved ones, when I am with a client, when I'm practicing energy medicine, that person becomes the most important person in the world. You learn how to dissolve your ego, how to remove yourself and just fully focus and tune in into your own innate intelligence and into the innate intelligence of that person. So you let the body of that person and the energy body of that person and their innate intelligence tell you what they need.
Yeah.
Because no one will ever know what you need more than the intelligence of your own body. And I listen to that.
We are going to dive all into, I can't wait to talk about this, because I have been a client and I've experienced your work firsthand, and there's literally nothing like it. But I want to just double click into your time in your career running the tech business, because I'll just humble brag for you. You built a very successful business, a global company and in music technology, and you scaled it with your ex-husband, and you I think you sold it and to like a Chinese company. I mean, you have wild traditional 3D success on paper. And I remember you said something to me once. You were like, I would wake up, I'd get like a huge win and a huge hit, and then it would fade. And 24 hours later, I'd feel nothing.
Yeah.
And this experience of chasing the accolades, and I wouldn't even say you chase it, it just happened for you actually, mm-hmm. unveiled to you your own need to journey back to wholeness.
Yes, 100%. Because, and I love that you mentioned that and that you're bringing that point back, because I found myself in this I'll be happy when rut, you know. I'll take care of my health when the company expands to these markets. I will do this for me. I will travel for leisure when I hit these milestones. And then we hit those goals. So we surpass those goals and it feels empty. You know, the joy lasts 20 minutes, 24 hours tops, you know, and that's what I called empty success. You know, and I got all the praise. You know, you're so young and you're doing all these things. And all the things that people were telling me were truth, but I felt like I was lying.
Wow.
You know, because I was like, if you only knew. Yeah, we hit those goals. Yeah, we achieved that expansion. But my health is a mess. I eat in completely regular times.
Your relationship wasn't well.
My relationships was relationships. No, neglected all of them.
Wow.
And even I reached the point in which if I was going to miss a wedding or an special event, I would send a present. And it took a friend that told me, I don't want your present. I want your presence. I want you. Sending stuff doesn't really make it, you know, and people want your energy. People want your time, you know, and looking back and missing all those important occasions, all those special occasions and those opportunities to build beautiful memories with people you love. That's when I said no more, because I want fulfilling success. I don't want empty success anymore. No. And that's when I started to turn into this quest to wholeness. And I made it my mission. I was like, I'm going to reclaim my wholeness. And it was so funny because I remember that very close to the end of the year, at that time, I was sitting at the table with my friends and we were talking about our goals for next year. And my friends were so curious, Jolie, what are your goals? And they would expect me to say, okay, in the Q1, I'm going to achieve da-da-da-da-da. In the Q2, I'm going to achieve da-da-da-da-da. And I said, wholeness, absolute freedom, and complete authenticity. And everybody was, what? Where are the metrics? Where are the numbers, you know? Because how do you measure that, you know? But reclaiming my wholeness for me meant to give attention to each area of my life and to have all the outlets that I need spinning harmoniously. It's true, I needed a business outlet, but I also needed a creative outlet. And I also needed a spiritual outlet. And I also needed healthy relationships. I needed all of that to feel whole. And we never lose our wholeness. That's why I'm not saying getting your wholeness or gaining, it's reclaiming, because it's always inside of us, but sometimes we disconnect from it. We lose touch with it. And I made it my mission before thinking what my next business was going to be, before thinking what is my new career, before thinking all of that, I was like, I am my mission right now. And it might sound selfish.
No.
But I said, I am my mission.
Yeah. Wow.
I am my purpose. And my only KPI, metric, statistic, everything is reclaiming my wholeness. And then when I started to do that, the new calling dropped. It found me. It chose me. And I found all my mentors. And I found everyone that has supported me in this journey and guided me when I made that decision.
Woo! That's the divine aligned universe speaking through you right now. Okay, let's talk about that drop, that moment that you decided it, you know, I want to get right into energy medicine because it's very misunderstood. I didn't fully understand it until I met you. I mean, you have a whole different repertoire and depth of what it is, and it's not Reiki, it's not acupressure, it's a whole different thing. And so just let's start with like energy medicine 101. Mm-hmm. Like, how can we break this down Yoli style to my audience?
Yes. And I'm glad I mentioned, because I think every modality gives us something, no? And get us closer to whatever it is that we need to do to go. to feel whole, not to reclaim that wholeness that we were talking about. But with energy medicine, we basically learn how to feel and how to understand our body from within, how to listen to it. And the testing, because this is based on biofeedback and biofield, the energy testing, that it might look similar to muscle testing, but it's completely different. Visually, it might look very similar.
And muscle testing, just in case people don't know, is what? Explain muscle testing versus your type of testing.
Yes. People might have probably seen, you know, muscle testing in which a practitioner asks a person to extend their arm and they will push, you know, with yes or no questions for different statements and all of that. And when you're pressing hard, you are engaging the muscle. So you're doing a muscle test, right?
Got it.
For energy medicine, it looks similar because there are different angles that you put your arm. There are 14 different ways that you can energy test using your arms or your legs. But it's so soft, you know, that you are testing the energy. It bursts the move. And a good practitioner will be able to discern if that is a yes or a no, if that is a weak or a strong test. So I made it my mission not only to learn and teach how to energy test, but also to teach people how to self-test. That is the greatest gift that you can give a human being, because then they can test their own polarity. They can test their own, all their energy systems of their body as well. And they can understand the root of anything that is happening to them physically, emotionally, energetically, spiritually even, and find the root cause of any disorder, of any imbalance that can be happening in the body. Because sometimes the symptoms or pain that can be in the body or any chronic condition is just a reflection of something that is going on energetically. Maybe it's a response of irregular energy. Maybe it's a response of having your polarity reversed. And I don't want to get too deep into the technical terms, but just to explain it in the simple way, energy medicine is a subtle, it's subtle, very, very subtle way to work in the physiology and also in your emotional state.
Yes.
You know, but having your body telling you what it needs and what is really going on.
All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta Blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta Blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
So it gives you agency. It puts all that, puts your health back in your hands, because it doesn't come, the tools, the techniques, the protocols that I apply is not something that I planned before the session. You know, something that I said, I'm going to say yes, I'm going to do that. Sometimes I don't know which protocols I'm going to do until I'm in front of you.
Yes.
Until I do the testing and your body tells me
yes
what it is that you need. I can practice, yes, 10,000 hours, 10, 20 years, and I will never know what is best for you, as I said before, than the intelligence of your own body. So I have to trust that. And the energy testing helps me with that.
And so we start with the energy testing. And I want to take people actually into our session, because mm-hmm. you came to my house. We spent almost 3 hours together. You came back because you're like, girl, you got some real work to do. I was just coming off of my book launch.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we went through so many things. And I want to go into a lot of it, because I was so, I'm such a fascinated student by the true depth of knowledge and expertise that you have. But let's just sort of start with aura, because I'm, you know, to have a big aura, at least that's what I thought was like a positive thing. And you had said to me, you know, think about it, Jessica, you have thousands of people reading your book. You have all of these people who follow you on social, plus your podcast.
Yeah.
And you have like thousands of fractals of people in your auric field. I mean, this is at least how I interpreted it. And your aura is way too wide. And I think my aura was like across the room. And according to you, it should be like right in front of you.
Arm's length.
Arm's length.
Mm-hmm.
So I know not everybody listening has big platforms, but we're putting ourselves out there. We're being seen. We're leading teams. We're potentially building our own communities. Or maybe we just feel super suffocated and projected upon by our own family system.
Yes.
Right? And so aura, I think, is foundational. And that's at least, it's protecting your own energy. Once we kind of get into the body, we'll talk about that. But let's start there as maybe like a basic, not basic, but foundational tool that women can use to check and test their own aura, or at least understand where their aura might be.
Yeah, no, that is a great point or way to start, because it's like what kind of chills us and protects us. It's our own energetic space, no?
Yes,
it is. And it's what connects us to the world. And even if we have children, loved ones, it should be our own space and no one should be there. For different circumstances, sometimes we have expanded auras. Our aura is expanded or sometimes it's collapsed. You know, I'm just going to give a few examples of how that translates in life. If you have a collapsed aura, for example, people have collapsed auras are people that maybe they're in the room and people talk over them, or they are not heard, they feel invisible. No, people that are sometimes those people that everything happens to them, you know, like they lost their wallet and then their cell phone got stolen. And it's a series or event of events. And when people tell me these type of things, I was, that's not an issue. And sometimes, unfortunately, and this is on a little bit of the darker side, there can be also target to predators and things happening to them, bullying. No, that could be also not a collapse or an issue. When people have their aura expanded, and sometimes people have what we call this sort of pouch, you know?
That yeah, is. I had a pouch. I was like, what do you mean? Like a kangaroo? You're like, kind of.
Like a kangaroo pouch. Because what the kangaroo do with the pouch? They carry. No, they yeah. carry. So sometimes you are this beautiful, generous soul trying to help people. And you help someone, 10, 20, 50 women. You hug each other, say goodbye, and then you have them all in your field, you know, and you're carrying those people sometimes. And when we have those expanded auras, that's why you might have heard people saying, like, I had a great night's sleep, but I feel off. I don't know. I feel heavy. I feel like it's something that is not mine, and things of that nature. You know, so we always have to try to keep our aura at arm's length in all directions, because it goes literally in all directions, even underneath the ground,
yes.
you know. And that's why we have to try to keep it. And there are ways to test the aura for me to immediately know how far it is. And we did that with you, knowing that's when we identified that it was far. We called it in and it brought in, because your energy is very responsive, though, no? Too. So we brought it into the right distance where it should be.
Yes.
And that's when you can go and feel protected. Because one thing that I want to mention there is that something that I get asked a lot is, how do I protect my energy? Or people call or tell me this concept of energy vampires. So someone drains my energy. I don't necessarily subscribe to that school of thought. And instead of protecting energy, for me, it's more strengthening your energy. I will help you strengthen your energy so you can be anywhere and you will be okay. Or you will be able to regulate your energy and bring it to the right patterns pretty fast, pretty quick. You know, because one thing that I was thinking is that that person that we potentially call like an energy vampire could be someone's love of their life, someone's parent, someone that maybe is a parent that when they walk in the door, three kids come running to hug her, but maybe it's draining our energy. So I prefer to look more towards you and look within and see, how is my aura? What is this? Why is this affecting me? How do I strengthen myself? So when I have eyes on me, when I go out there and I lead a retreat or book launches, or like I have a lot of clients that are speakers, you know, and I have routines for them before they go on stage. You know, I have routines for them before they lead. Because when you are leading, you're holding space for so many people, you know, and for all their truth and for all their challenges. So you kind of have to expand your energetic capacity when you are in those spaces. Is a must for us to expand our energetic capacity and to learn how to strengthen our energy on a daily basis. And the shocking part is that it can be done in under 10 minutes.
Before we get into that, mm-hmm. I want to say, like, I don't think that there's a person I know, a person listening, that whether you're on stage or type of person in your life or not, that isn't energetically sensitive.
Yeah.
Because everything is energy. This flower is energy. This sofa is energy. This microphone is energy. There's energy radiating between you and me. Yoli has her frequency. I have mine. Alexa, who's producing, has her. Like, we're creating in the context of just this one micro room, all of this energy all the time. And so I loved what you said around not protecting it, but strengthening it. And I am a client of yours, and you... And I know I'm energetically sensitive, and I'm out in the public eye. And I have a 3-minute practice I watch of you on my iPhone with me, actually with your voice in the background, doing my aura cleansing and strengthening. And it really makes a difference. Like, when I don't do it, I feel it. And it's so profound what you just said around, like, a great night's sleep, but why do I still feel like shit?
Yeah.
Because everything is energy. And I think the work that you're doing is probably some of the most important work we can do.
Yes, it is very important. It's one of the greatest things that we can do for ourselves.
Yes.
Because it helps us understand ourselves better. And then when you continue practicing and when you learn to test, you immediately learn to identify, oh, I feel this way. Maybe my aura is off. I'm going to do my aura butterfly exercise, which takes less than a minute.
Seriously.
You know, seriously, less than a minute, and then you're good to go. Yeah. No? Now, I don't want to say that everything related to energy medicine takes just a few minutes. If there are like other imbalances and chronic conditions, you need deeper advanced protocols. But for the day-to-day, or especially for professionals that have a lot of eyes on them, no, this daily work is extremely important. And something that I want to mention that goes hand-in-hand with the aura and we talk about as well, some schools call it the radiant circuit. Some
more. Oh, talk about the radiant circuit.
Oh, good.
You
good,
took
good.
My next question. Right? Sorry, oh, I'm excited. Go ahead. The radiant circuits blew my fucking mind.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
let's
so I'm
go.
So happy because that is very important, and I wanted to connect it with this topic because that's something that is an energy system. It's also called the extraordinary vessels in Chinese medicine and in other schools. Some cultures call it the strange flows. But I like the name extraordinary vessels, how the word extraordinary in it,
vessels,
you know?
It's great.
Or the radiant circus, as Dana Eden coined it, that term. It has radiance in it,
radiant
right?
Radiant circuits. I was like, I have radiant circuits, Yoli. Thank you. Tell me
yes.
more.
Yes. So those are 8 circuits, energy circuits, no? Or vessels that are all over our body, no, in different directions. And basically those are life itself. You know, we might have heard about the yin and yang and the masculine, the feminine. Those are the yin and yang are the mechanics of life. The radiant circles or extraordinary vessels are life itself. Those are our life force. So the reason that I brought that topic when we were talking about protecting versus strengthening energy and all of that is because if you are going to visit or hold space for someone that is having a lot of difficult issues or a very difficult time, someone that is facing any disease, if you go to a hospital or to visit someone, or if you go on a big stage, it is key to strengthen or to trace our radiant circuits, because it's kind of like a strengthening our soul. If you go to the gym because you want to strengthen your body, you know, we know well enough about how important it is to build muscle, you know, for everyone, especially at a certain age and all of that. That is building muscle for your soul. That is building the muscle for your energy body. And the beauty of the radiant circuits is that that is the first thing that we have into existence. Before we have the physical body, we are radiant circuit. We are our soul. And it has 8 states, no, that we know probably as emotions or feelings. And it's like love, joy, peace, freedom, wonder, grace, bliss, and beauty, you know. And those are states that come, that we come with to the world, you know, that we're born with. And that's why we have the capacity and the ability to fall in love, because it's within us. We just tap into it. And so a question that I always like to ask people when I'm getting to know them is like, what brings you joy? No, and some people will answer and they will light up, and some people don't know and will honestly tell you, I don't know what brings me joy right now. But it doesn't mean that they don't have joy within them. It is within them, you know, because it's a state. All those 8 things that I mentioned are states connected to each one of those circuits. So when you trace your radiant circuits, which takes 5 or 6 minutes, you know, you're pretty much strengthening and reconnecting with those states. So you will hold more compassion. Even if you have a difficult conversation, a difficult meeting, you tap into your state, not the emotion, not the feeling, your state of love. You know, if you're facing a very busy week, you know, you will see the brighter side because you're tapping into your state of joy. You know, if you're starting a new business, like I shared before, I'm going to do it while taking care of my relationships, while doing this, because I want to tap into that state of freedom, you know. So strengthening your radiant circuits or extraordinary vessels every single day is literally strengthening your soul. We talk so much about movement. We talk so much about exercise, which I absolutely love. We should do the soul exercise every day as well.
I mean, amen. I did those. I have to be honest, I don't do them every day. I should do them every day, Yoli. Now that you're here, I'm going to get back on my train. But you gave me the radiant circuit, like movements and practices, and I feel different when I do them. You know, I want to go into, and maybe the radiant circuits will remind me, are connected to the different stages of consciousness, the wuji.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I wrote it down because I like couldn't forget this. There's the wuji, the collective heart, the will and intent of heaven, the individual spirit.
Yes, yes.
This blew my mind. I had never, and I'm a pretty, you know, I've been on the path for a while and have studied a lot of different modalities, and I've never, ever had anyone explain this to me the way you explained it to me. Mm-hmm. So can you explain this for my audience?
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of like describes the way we get here. No, it starts with the wuji. It's pronounced the wuji, it's W-U-J-I. So the wuji is a collective consciousness. Everyone that has ever existed still lives in the wuji, even if they are not here with us anymore. Every word that has ever been said, every action, every thought that has ever been thought, is still in the wuji. It's the collective consciousness. And there are some wuji leaders as well, no? Gandhi, Mother Teresa, like people that have done great things in the world, but also people that have done things that were not good for the world as well. So that's why we have light and darkness, because since we are all part of this collective consciousness, we all pick up things from that consciousness. And then second comes the collective heart or the collective spirit. And that's where the wuji, it starts getting curious. Okay, so all these souls are going to go to the earth. What the earth really needs? Oh, it needs healers. It needs finance experts. It needs business experts. You know, all those curiosities that we call missions, callings, careers are flowing there. And then we are not even souls there. You're not Jessica. I'm not Yoli. We're just energy flowing around those curiosity. And that's when our curiosity or our calling chooses us, or we choose it, you know? And then the next level is the will and intent of heaven. And the will and intent of heaven is when we become radiant circuits, when we become souls. We're not just a bunch of energies flowing. Then there is a soul of a person that is going to come to earth as Jessica. And there is a soul of a person that's going to come to earth as Jolly. No? And I love the name will and intent,
too,
because even though my what when I define my vision, my purpose is like what breaks my heart and fulfill potential. That's why I help people fulfill their potential. But I have to make peace with the idea that not everyone will fulfill their potential, unfortunately. And that's what is will and intent of heaven, because heaven will try, will intend to give you a mission, to give you an assignment, no? And some will, and some will just try, or maybe not. So in will and intent of heaven is when we get not the curiosity or our calling, but our actual assignment and the path that we will go or undertake to get to that assignment. Because now you are enlightening women and supporting women in many, many ways, but you just didn't fall into that role easy like a feather. No. It was quite a journey. So, but that path was created in the will and intent of heaven. For example, it was like, I think I can say this because you have publicly shared, if she is going to guide light workers, she needs to know business. So let's have her make a business that is going to be challenging. You had your magazine, then a business that is going to grow and thrive, so she knows how to grow business so she can guide others to do the same. And then she will probably have like the resources, and let's have her sell it. And then this business that is completely aligned with no burnout, with no any of that. So there was a path.
Yes,
that path was created in the will and intents of heaven because this was your calling, but they couldn't give it to you right away because you needed to embody what it feels to get there, because you needed to be in the shoes of the people that you're guiding. No? And it's very similar in my case as well. If she's going to be an energy medicine practitioner or expert, let's put her in technology so she can understand systems. Let's put her in jazz so she can dissolve and remove herself and serve others. You know, so that was the path that I needed to get that there. And then after will and intent of heaven, there is the individual spirit. That's when we become this person, this soul that is that needs to come to earth, but to fulfill that mission as an energy medicine practitioner, no, as a guide and mentor for light workers, we need a body, you know? We need a physical body, we need a human body to have the human experience. So in the layer of the individual spirit, we choose our parents based on their radiant circuits.
This is when we choose our parents.
That's when we choose
that level when we're about to come in.
Exactly. Okay. We choose our parents. And I am very delicate and sensitive when I share this because not everyone has very easy upbringings, no? So that's a sensitive matter. But that's the layering with which we choose our parents. In my particular case, I'm a daughter of a very loving mother and very caring. And I have to be loving and caring. I am loving and caring for this mission, but also a very inconsistent father. And I need to be really consistent. So I have experienced what it is to receive inconsistency, to be on the other side of inconsistency. You know, so I am very consistent. And for this mission, I needed to be very consistent. So that's what I mean when I said that in that individual spirit, we choose our parents based on the radiant circuit so that we can come and fulfill this mission. But one important thing of the previous letter is a level also is that that's the level in which we are giving our primary and secondary elements. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because we are nature.
Yes, we are.
Right? And connected to each season of nature, there are elements. The element of water, the element of wood, the element of fire, the element of earth, the element of metal. So when we are on that path, when our assignment and a path is given to us, our elements are also given to us. She needs to be a wood metal to be able to create this institution that will do ABC things. She needs to be a fire metal in order to fulfill this mission. No, so that's why it's so important that we understand our nature, mm-hmm. You know. So in brief, it's the Wuji. And then we have
the collective heart
or collective spirit. That's when we have the curiosity. Then we come
to the will and intent of heaven.
That is when we have our assignment and our path to fulfill that mission and that destiny, and then our individual spirit, and then we come to earth.
Every time I hear you speak, it's a total upgrade for whatever it's worth. There is so much depth and just a vastness to your expertise. And we talked about aura, and you brought up the elements and the radiance circuits, and I know you work with the chakras. You also help people with chronic pain. Like there's a whole vernacular of what energy medicine can help us do on a mental, spiritual, emotional, physical level. So my question for you is, because I know that everyone just who just heard that, please go back and listen to that. I know I will be understanding how connected we all are. And yet this space of energy medicine is probably new for a lot of people listening. And everyone has different ailments, whether it's, you know, physical, mental, emotional. What can someone do? Where can someone start? Obviously, they should call you and hire you and have you help them. But if they were just to tune in, something in their life is off, their body doesn't feel fully vital, they're easily triggered, whatever it might be, how can we sort of, to your point, do things for our own, in our own practice, in our own space? Is there a place to start with energy medicine? Of course there is. So where would you guide her, the one who's so intrigued right now and is like, I want to check in with my energy?
Two places that I will start with is with a daily energetic tune-up. That's how I call it. It usually takes 6 to 7 minutes. It's a series of exercises. We don't need any props, anything. We can literally do it with our hands. And you know, we don't do gatekeeping, so I'm going to give to your audience, you know, a video so that they can do their daily energetic tune-up. We're going to put also very clear, like, some indications. If you are feeling this way, don't do this particular one, skip it. So it's going to be very clear, and we're making it in a way that we will work for everybody.
Amazing.
So that is a great way to start, because regardless of if you know or not, don't know the root causes of what's going on with you, that brings you a balance, an energetic balance. It's like taking a shower, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's like an energetic shower. So that's a great way to start. And then the second step for me will be for people to self-test, to learn how to test their own energy, which we will also provide that, you know, and some, there's multiple ways to self-test. And what I suggest to people is try them all and find your yes. Find which one is accurate for you. No, because for example, there is, I don't want to get too technical here, but there is a self-test that is called the small intestine test, nothing to do with the actual organ, but you use your legs so you can self-test. Later, you put your feet this way and then you press, it's strong. If I turn it down here, it weakens.
Interesting.
And when it weakens, what it's telling me is that it's sending the signal to my brain so I can use this as a test. This works for me. For a lot of people, this test is not as accurate and they prefer other different tests. So I will share different ways, 4 or 5 different ways to self-test, and then people will feel which ones are really, really accurate for them.
Can you test something on me?
Yes.
We're going to be on YouTube. So people can watch this.
Okay.
What do I want to know? Like, I just would love for you to give me a general sense of where my energy is at, like where it might be.
Yeah.
Something we can do here, simply, where you can test me, kind of what you just did to your leg.
Yeah. What I will test is your grounding and polarity.
Okay.
Why those two? Because if I find anything, but your grounding and polarity are not good, any correction that I do or any protocol will not hold.
We'll
hold for 10 minutes, 24 hours, but won't bring deep healing.
Okay.
So we can do that.
Can we do it just sitting here? Or do I have to stand up?
We don't have to, but I need to at least.
Yeah, no, I'll lean into you. Let's move the mics.
For polarity, I'm going to put, you're not seeing what I'm doing. Let's extend your arm 45 degrees.
Okay.
There you go. And this is very soft. You're going to meet my pressure. Meet my pressure? Okay. You do it on me so you can see. In my pressure, I'm meeting your pressure.
Ah.
Do it again.
Okay.
I'm fighting your pressure.
Got it.
Okay. So you just meet my pressure.
Yep.
Perfect. It's strong.
Okay.
It weakened.
What'd you do? That's strong again.
And it's strong again. Because I pinched the muscle.
Okay.
That is connected to this specific test. And that tells me that it's sending information to your brain so this can give me accurate tests. But it also tells you I didn't hurt you. It took just a little pinch to move your energy and to weaken your energy. So imagine when we are out in the world and we don't strengthen your energy. It took nothing.
Right, the smallest thing could weaken it.
Right. So now to test your polarity, meet my pressure, and then meet my pressure. Perfect. Your polarity is great. I put my hand this way, and that should give me a strong result. And when I put it this way, it should give me weak.
So you put your hand over my head, for those listening, with your palm facing my crown.
Yes.
And then you flipped it with your back of your palm facing my crown.
Exactly.
And my reaction to your pressure didn't change much.
Yeah, when my palm is on top of your crown, it should test strong. And when the back of my hand is on top of your crown, it should test weak. If you get a different result than that, that means that your polarity is reverse, or it could be even froze. So how that translates in life when your polarity is reverse or frozen. If you have a battery operator, toy, watch, anything, it tells you how the battery should go. The positive should go on one side, the negative should go on the other side. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
It doesn't go.
It's the same. If your polarity is reverse, you won't function well. You will be dragging your feet at 3 p.m. You will feel tired. When you sleep well, you won't feel that you are really resting, you know? And sometimes we also feel that we go three steps forward and two steps back, you know? When life just feels effortful and things just don't add up and you cannot explain what it is, that can be a polarity issue as well.
Wow.
And it can also translate in disease and in physical conditions and physical disorders and imbalances as well. So we should keep our polarity in check. And you don't need me for that.
You can do it yourself.
You can do it yourself if you learn to self-test.
Okay. So many thoughts. Thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. So the video we're going to include in the show notes so they can do their energy tune-up.
Yes.
We're going to provide a video.
We're going to provide a video with the daily energetic tune-up.
Great.
And we're going to provide a video with a self-test.
Self-test.
Different ways to self-test, and you will find what works for you.
Amazing. So let's just go back to polarity real quick. Why does one get out of balance in polarity? Like, what is the cause of root cause of that happening? Yeah. Is it different for everyone?
Yeah, but it could be usually shock, you know, chronic stress. And it could be new shock, old shock as well that we're holding in the body for many, many years or even decades as well. And that can move the polarity back and forth. And when I said new shock, it could be not necessarily that you were in an accident, but that you witnessed it. You know, we're all connected. We have compassion for each other. So there are different things. You have a very stressful week. You are feeling considerably overwhelmed. The person closest to you is going through many, many things. And just for vibrational proximity and vibrational vicinity is real, you know, that can also affect our polarity as well.
Wow.
So there are many aspects of life. And since if we have a beating heart and we're going out there to do our thing, things will happen. So that's why I always say the best way is just test. No, why guess when you can test, as a teacher of mine say, you know, just test yourself. And then if you don't have time for testing, just do your daily energetic tune-up.
We're going to share all those things, but I know that people are going to really be interested in what you're up to in the world for real. And I thank you for the generous gifts to my community. Thank you. You are launching a whole new platform. I kind of helped with some of it.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I really, girl, you have taken it and quantum accelerated it in so many ways. So you have your wholeness circle. You have a 16-week program. You have a certification for those that are interested in bringing energy medicine into their business. I know you still do one-to-ones.
Yeah.
So talk to us about all of it, how people can get involved in your work and where they should start.
Yeah, I've been doing a one-on-one work, no? Especially like with women in business and women that, as I usually say, have a lot of eyes on them, no? And that hold the space for others. And those are what I call my advanced clients because they have already done some modality, some practice of done the work for a year. Like with you, it was so easy because you just simply get it so fast. But there are people also that are going to some chronic conditions, so physical ailments and things of that nature. And I can support on a one-on-one basis as well. But I wanted to expand this work and I decided to do it in two ways. One, supporting groups. No, I love group settings, both online and in person. And then also forming the new generation of energy medicine practitioners. So people can make a career out of this, or people can also incorporate the tools of energy medicine to their existing businesses. And the most recent certification that I was part of in energy medicine, we even have surgeons, we have nurses,
wow,
we have medical professionals, because this also helps complement. It doesn't compete. It complements because
totally.
It helps understand the energetic root of what their patients might be going through.
Can every doctor in Western medicine go through your Western please?
So that's why we created this institute, no? The Wholeness Energy Institute. where we're going to have this certification. It is long because we're talking about, we need to know certain things like all the energy systems of the body. We touch on the aura, we touch on the radiant circles, but there are more energy systems in the body as well. We need to know anatomy. We need to know the physiology inside and out. So that's why it's a certification that is a little long. But if people don't want to get certified and just want to master this for in their own life, that's why we have the 16-week program. No, and we have a managed to put everything they need to know to really transform their life and recall, reclaim their wholeness. No, and in that program, we touch different forms of wholeness. We call it physical wholeness, energetic wholeness, emotional wholeness, spiritual wholeness, professional wholeness, and even financial wholeness, because we're not going to teach you how to invest, how to budget. No, that's their finance expert for that. But how to heal your relationship to money and how to heal the energetic leaks that you might have related to that. Because energy medicine can also help with that. So we touch on different forms of wholeness, and that's what we call the wholeness code. And then the wholeness circle is a VIP group on that within the wholeness code for people that want to go even deeper into that. And the next layer of that will be the certification for those who want to really devote their lives to energy medicine.
Babe. Brava. It's brilliant. And I mean, so needed. You even said to me when we were getting ready before we started recording that the teacher that taught you, like basically you have done your work. You've traveled the world. You've worked with the best masters of energy medicine, literally in the world, and are not only now a disciple, but you're becoming a teacher. And your teacher, you told me downstairs that there's like this person no longer exists or is doing, like you're basically bringing the whole energy medicine forward in this whole new frontier of education.
Yes. And I want to bring it to the new generations as well, because believe it or not, when I was studying energy medicine, I was the youngest person in the room. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Yes, I consider myself very young, but I'm not 20.
Yeah. Wow. Right. We're the same age.
Yeah. We're around the same age. So basically, that's what I wanted to do, because all my teachers, which are some of the most knowledgeable people in energy medicine, also are in their late 60s, 70s, some of them in their 80s, and they have this wealth of wisdom they're passing on to us. No, so I gather a group of friends, also excellent practitioners, and when I immerse ourselves and continue building and continue mastering this tool to bring it to younger audience and to make it a little bit more popular as well, no, for people to understand, I dream with the day that a woman tells me or sends me a message saying like, okay, something is off. I just tested my radiant circuits and this was off. And I just trace it, like talking about this as it's like common language as we talk. Because if you ask me, I can recite you my astrology chart, you know, my sun, my moon, all of that. I wish, I dream with the day that women and everybody knows their primary and secondary elements. What is the status of their aura? What's happening with the radiant circles? What's happening with their chakras? Like, that will change their life. And we're getting there. We're going
to
get there.
From your lips to God, the goddess's ears, Yoli. And so it is. Because if anyone can do it, it's you.
Thank you so much.
You have disrupted quite a few spaces. And now this is your dharma. I hold that vision too. I hold a world where we have that common language, and it's as natural to say, oh, what is your human design? What is your sign too? What's the status for your radiance circuits?
Yeah. What's your element?
What's your element?
And all exactly. Those things. And I love that you mentioned dharma, because in the same way that I explained, no, the different levels of consciousness and how we get our assignment, it is important for us to honor our calling and to really take action and do it, you know, because we are all connected. So when we don't honor our calling and when we don't follow that assignment, the wuji that I mentioned shrinks, you know. When we follow that assignment, it gets brighter. So the light, you know, becomes stronger than any sort of darkness that there could be. And when we don't do it, we not only shrink the collective consciousness, but also we kind of affect each other. Because I know that you said very low, but you had a lot to do with what I am creating and building with this institute. You helped me so much building the foundation of all the brand. But if you have stayed in the previous business or where you were before, you wouldn't have helped me. And I wouldn't probably be doing this way. And if I wouldn't follow my path for energy medicine and stay in technology, I wouldn't help all the many people that I help. You know, so you see how can we affect each other. It's bigger than us. So that's why I wanted to kind of like mention that to kind of remark the importance of really honoring that calling, not only from a collective perspective, from a personal perspective, but also from our own health, because we talk a lot about cellular health. And when we don't honor that assignment, we get physically sick. It affects our physical health as well. It affects the collective and it affects us personally. Mm. So when you mentioned Dharma, that it sparks that. And I was like, I have to share this.
That's a beautiful way to bring us home. I want to end with my quick fire questions, but in a certain way you just answered one, but I'm going to ask them anyway. And then we're going to tell everyone where they can go find you. Because they're going to want to find you now. Okay, do you have a favorite spiritual teacher?
I have two mentors that changed my life. Marina, she's a mentor. She's Italian. She lives in Portugal now. And she taught me everything about holistic health therapy and how to connect the energetics of food, food medicine, how to heal the body in the most natural way. Wow. I remember that when she moved from Italy to Portugal, she actually closed her school. And that's exactly when I wanted to get certified. And then she made me go to Portugal and train me 101. Herself and got me certified, and I am forever grateful. She's like a spiritual mother for me. And then I have my mentor Deborah, which is my mentor for energy medicine, and any challenging cases that I have, I just consult with her, and it's a blessing to have her in my life.
Wow,
thank God for good teachers.
Thank God for good teachers. We would not be where we are without them. Do you have any particular favorite spiritual book?
I like the book I Am. That's the title. It's just I Am.
Who wrote that?
I will give it to you because okay. the name I've of the author of is super long.
Super long, yeah. Super long. I've seen it.
I feel almost embarrassed because it's one of my favorite books, but I cannot even pronounce it. So let's just play it cool and let's just put it there. It's a black and yellow book that it just says I Am.
Do you have a favorite business book?
I do. I actually like 10X.
Better than 20X? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one too. That is a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, I've not read it. I've heard great things.
I like that one because it kind of like connects with this mindset that we have right now. You know, we don't need to just go fast trying to do a bunch of things. You know, you can spiritual hustle the way through it, you know, yeah. And get there faster. So,
right, girl.
I like that one.
Do you work with any sort of goddess or deity or angel archetype of any kind?
Oh, do we have 5 hours?
I'm gonna say
the ones that I have in my altar. I was raised Catholic, so I will say that. But everything that I do is non-denominational, so it's open to all faiths. So Mother Mary for sure, but also like I love Ganesh.
I love Ganesh.
Lakshmi.
Name.
Green Tara.
Love. Ooh, Hindu.
And yeah. And Saraswati as well. So Saraswati, Ganesh, and Lakshmi are in my altar. But in my desk, I work with Green Tara. So I'm working, looking at her many hours every day.
We could have 5 hours to go deep on each of those.
Those are my team. That's my team.
That's your team. Yeah. I love that answer. I love it. Do you believe in aliens? Yes or no?
Oh, yes. I am an Andromeda.
Yes, you are. Of course you are.
I read about the Andromedans for the first time, I literally cried because they say that they spend the first half of their life in technology and the second half of their life in holistic health.
Hello. Yes, hello. Yes, we are. Thank you for reiterating that because it's just the truth. We're hybrids. Okay, final question. Yoli, what does it mean to you to be a co-creator of the new Earth Rising?
To honor my calling, to take care of my mission as much as I take care of myself. You know, I don't need to neglect one or the other. And to just treat myself and everyone around me with compassion as well. You know, every time that I am going to talk to someone or about someone, something that a good mentor of mine told me is like, are my words going to lift this person up or are my words are going to bring this person down in any kind of way? And then based on that answer, you decide how you're going to say things, when you're going to say things. So yeah, for me, it's that honoring my nature, honoring my calling, and have compassion for myself and others. Yeah.
And so it is, babe. You're living it. And it's so, and you're walking that. I love you deeply and madly. And I am so grateful you came on my show and got to share your medicine with so many women who need it. So where can people go find your medicine?
Thank you so much, Jess. I wanted to say that we always go super deep, and now going at this level of depth, that's what I love, the way you do things. And I would share where to find me, but I love the way you do things, because we could have kept this at a very surface level and just mentioned the testing and all of that. We talk about consciousness. We went all in, and that's what I love about our conversations. So for people to find me, I think a good way, it will be my website, which is yolyavalos.com. It's yolyavalos.com. And that has everything that I'm doing. There's where they can find information about the professional training in the Institute, the group offerings for their own health and their own life, and also about everything that I'm doing on a one-on-one retreat basis. Everything is there. So that's the easiest way. And I'm Yoly Avalos on Instagram.
Go find you on Instagram.
Yes.
Get involved and do all the things. Go follow her. Go be in her energy field. It is a gift. It is true medicine. And I love you, sister. Thanks for being on.
Love you so much. Yes, thank you for having me. This was everything. It was a pleasure.
It was everything.